This weekend's Super Bowl festivities in the New York City metro area will have a touch of Syracuse. Syracuse University's marching band will take the field before the game. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on the band's preparations.
The Syracuse University marching band was in full practice mode this week, even if the Oranges football season is in the books.
This is the highest profile event that this band will probably have ever done.
That's Justin Mertz, the band's director. They'll entertain the crowd at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey before the kickoff of Super Bowl 48. Mertz got a call from the NFL back in November about performing. It's tradition for college marching bands to play at the Super Bowl, he learned, but he had to keep a lid on the news for a few weeks.
I just wanted so badly to be able to tell them because I really thought this would be a great source of validation and pride for them, but I had to keep my mouth shut until I knew it was okay to tell them.
The SU marching band will perform with their counterparts from Rutgers University, and the show will have a New York and New Jersey feel. For example, a bit of New Jersey. Or maybe something newer from New York. That was Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer and Empire State of Mind by Alicia Keys. A Bruce Springsteen classic makes an appearance, too. Mertz says he's been coordinating the show with the Rutgers band over the phone and email for weeks. It'll be a long day for the 200-member band. The bus leaves at 4:30 a.m. Sunday. They'll go straight to Rutgers for their first rehearsal together.
I'm anticipating it'll go pretty seamlessly. We'll get it together, run it a couple of times, and then that'll be that.
After the show, it's right back to Syracuse. Monday is a school day, after all. Besides a bigger stage, the Super Bowl will also be an outdoor stage, unlike the Carrier Dome. But senior Ashley Orifice says that's not something they're worried about.
We don't really need to adjust that much acoustically, and we're pretty comfortable about the weather. So.
Orifice says being on the field will likely be a blur, but the experience will be exciting. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.